Our challenge was to make a product that would appeal to the hardcore meat lover. And that's a completely different problem from making a veggie burger.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a product that would deliver all the pleasures that people get from eating meat without any of the baggage. No cholesterol, antibiotics, hormones, E. coli. So we spent basically, at this point, almost 4 years with a group of now about 70 of really the best scientists in the world. Figuring it out was hard. Making it is actually a relatively simple process. We use simple ingredients from plants that you could pretty much find in your local supermarket. But exactly how we do it, the choices we make, and how we assemble it is
that's the proprietary stuff. I mean, you've raised a lot of money, $70+ million, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us just a couple of the plants that are in there, the main one?
In this particular burger, one of the plants is spinach. We isolate not green stuff, but a key protein that's in spinach leaves.
Wow.
And,
I like the way this is going. This is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And soy.
Is this done at the molecular level where you re-engineer it? I mean, how does it work?
No, it's not really re-engineering molecules. Every molecule in our burger, let's put it this way, is something found in nature.